And that cum shot, it's so fun. It's like a fountain. You guys get a fountain. That's so cool. Like, ours just oozes out. Like,
I know.
I love a good, like, pa-pa! Like, it's so cool.
Amazing. Hi, sweets. Before we get into this week's episode, speaking of waterfall cum shots, gents, have you ever wished that your loads were bigger and that your juice was more powerful? Or ladies, have you ever wished that your man was more confident in the bedroom and felt better about his sexual power? I have an all-natural supplement for you. You want to make those pow's more powerful and pop like a star. Pop Star is this incredibly organic product backed by urologists. And not only does it make your loads bigger, it also enhances your taste and your overall fertility and motility of your sperm. And that'll make you feel more confident in the bedroom and make you desire pleasure and want to get naked and have a good experience with yourself or your lover. And as you know, I want that for you. Try Popstar now with my code BSWEET for 20% off. Welcome to Sweet Release. Hi, sweets. Welcome back. I'm Barbie Jean, your host. And today I feel so honored to have Miss Sylvia Sage here. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. I feel honored to be here. You let me come into your bedroom within like 10 seconds of knowing you. Like, I'm telling you my sex stories, your dog's humping me. I feel so welcome.
Yes. You are an adult film actor, model. Yes. You also have your own podcast.
Yes.
And you're a comedian.
All of the above.
So many things.
I know. I'm not good at any of them. That's why I do so many things.
Yeah. Well, I think you're pretty good at what you do from what I've seen. And you just had a birthday. Happy belated birthday.
I did. Thank you. I just welcomed a new era, 40. I've been telling people I was 40 since I was 38, though. So it feels like I'm 42.
Rounding up.
Yeah.
That's funny. A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah.
Well, you look amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks again for being here. I would love to start off kind of, you know, your sexual energy is so magnetic.
Oh, well, thank you.
And so I'd love to know, like, have you always been that way? What was it like, you know, in your younger years?
Yeah. So I think I was always, and I hate to say the word, but it's kind of what I was categorized in, like, what you would know today as being like slutty. Like, I was definitely promiscuous. I have always had a knack for boys. I love them. And I used to go out and, like, randomly hook up with dudes at the bar, you know, and just like, I would play a little game with myself. Like, who's the hottest guy in the bar? Like, that's the guy I'm going to go home with. And I would make it my mission, like a fucking psychopath. So, yeah, always had a large sexual appetite. But what's weird is porn has turned that on like tenfold because I've been able to experience so many new things with porn. And it's just like mind blowing what the situations that porn can set up for you that in real life are much harder to obtain, you know?
Right. Yeah. You can fulfill some fantasies.
Yeah, absolutely. Like getting double teamed by dudes. I don't know if you've ever done it, like a DP.
Mm-hmm.
Never in my life did I think I'd be able to set that up. But now I've had multiple DPs and I think it's like the most amazing experience that any person can have.
Yeah. That's one thing I haven't quite done yet. I've done like with a vibrator or, you know, yeah, other.
I think
other
that counts.
Okay.
To an extent.
So, yeah, yeah. To an extent, but it's yeah, different having two,
oh, yeah,
two men inside you or two, yeah, penises.
Yeah. Just like a totally different, well, energy. I mean, there's just so much more energy in the room, mm-hmm, you know? So
what are some of your other fantasies that you've gotten to fulfill? Or, I mean, you've also been in it for 10 years.
Yeah.
So has it come in waves or have you been full headstrong the whole time?
I mean, it's definitely come in waves. I was trying obviously a lot more stuff in the beginning and I got to try things that I was interested in and then found out I wasn't into, like orgies. I always wanted to try an orgy just to be a part of it. And then I got there and I was like, ugh, I have really bad OCD and it means like So like all the extra fluids, like I'm okay with fluids if I can see where they're directly coming from, like three or four people. But this was a 9-person gangbang, so I couldn't watch everybody all at once. And so I never knew like what fluid was actually coming into my mouth next. And it was just very overwhelming for all of my senses. And I was like, okay, I'm not an orgy girl. Check,
okay,
you know?
Now you know.
But yeah. No, just like, oh gosh, sorry, I'm hitting your mics.
No, you're good.
I think for the big one, it's definitely like DPs and group stuff just being set up in general. But yeah, a lot of stuff I could have never done.
Yeah, I love that.
18 man blow bangs.
Oh my God.
I did like that. I'm not going to lie. I felt very proud of myself at the end.
Was it like down a line, like wanted to turn in a circle maybe?
So they had them in, it was three holes. It's like three glory holes. And they told all of the guys to basically get themselves right to finish. So the guys are jerking off behind. So they're pretty close to coming anyway. So when I get to them, it's just like bang, bang, bang. And I was like, who am I? Like, it just felt really good.
That's fun. Do you love swallowing too? I mean, you have to for,
you know, yes sure. And no, because it depends on the guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure, you know, they all taste different. Mm-hmm. So it kind of depends on like what their diet is and like how well they take care of themselves. Because sometimes I'm like, bleh, it's like the texture, the taste is not what I enjoy. But for the most part, yes, I do enjoy eating.
Yeah, it feels good to just have all of it. You know?
Yeah.
It's like part of the senses, like just awakening
and
everything.
And it's your prize. You did that. You earned that.
I love it. Hi, sweets. Real quick, Sylvia and I were just discussing cum taste. And the truth is, not all of you taste delicious. Some of us have a weakness for cheese and pizza, like me. Have no fear. Popstar Labs created this all-natural organic product that I am obsessed with because, as you know, I am an organic queen. I love things that come straight from the earth. And this has enzymes derived straight from the pineapple plant and stem. It has extracts from the bark of an African plum tree, as well as like substances from the sunflower. So I love all of it. It has good stuff in it for you, as well as zinc and things that are just good for your overall sperm health, fertility, and motility. And not just that, not only is it going to make your sperm healthier and make your body feel better, it's going to lead to more intense orgasms. And it also leads to bigger loads and better taste, which is just incredible. Now you can have that at home video experience with that waterfall cum shot we were talking about earlier, or just feel more confident in the bedroom and have your woman or your man licking their lips as they're coming up from your cock. And it's just going to be a more pleasurable experience and make you want to have more sex and pleasure in the bedroom and lead you to just feel more confident with your lover. So try it out. Let me know what you think. Popstar. I'll link it below with my code BSWEET for 20% off. Love you guys. You know, you're also a comedian.
Yeah.
Do you often kind of intersect these two and like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. You must, because it's like your life. So how do you merge them?
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I first got into comedy, I wasn't doing porn. So I was just talking about regular mundane stuff. And then I got into porn and I was like, well, I might as well use this as like a catalyst. And in the beginning, it did not go well, me talking about porn, just because a lot of comedy audiences are on dates. It's a good date spot to go. It's a first date. It's a, you know, like, let's go spice up the night type of thing. And so coming on the stage and being like, hey, I'm a porn star. First off, the women would be like, who the fuck? And do you know her? Like, did you know she was going to be here? So it would get to a point where it was like, the women hate me. And then the men are afraid to laugh, you know, so it just got to a point where it was uncomfortable for everybody. So I've kind of catered my comedy now to like, I don't talk about porn for the first like few minutes. And I like get people on my side, make them like me. I used to work in corporate America. I worked in hospitals for nearly a decade. So I kind of talk about corporate America and like how I got out of it. And then I bring up and now I'm in porn. And by that point, they're like, okay, we don't hate you, you know? So I've had to really learn how to talk about porn in an atmosphere full of first dates. So it's a very interesting place to navigate.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Have you felt judgment in any other like space that you worked in?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I mean, so once I've gotten into porn, I haven't really done anything other than comedy and podcasts. So it's not as much. I do get a little pushback from comedy bookers, just because I think they think I'm going to get on stage and just be like talking about dicks I've sucked, you know, or whatever, but it's not that. And so I get a little pushback in the beginning, but usually when somebody sees me perform, they're like, we'd love to have you back, you know, anytime you want to be here. But I have known through other comics that booking me means that other people won't be on the show. So like some comics were like, I won't share a stage with her if you book her, which is kind of crazy because I don't know why comics would put themselves on any sort of pedestal, but I think everybody kind of puts themselves above sex workers, which is an interesting place. But
Yeah. How was it coming out like to your family? And did you kind of hold it a secret for a little while? Or
no, I'm super close to my family. So I told them before I ever made my first movie. I was also 30 when I got into porn and I have a college degree. Like I said, I worked in my field of study, which was medicine, for nearly a decade. So me getting into porn, for one, wasn't a shock. I mean, I had worked at Hooters when I turned 18. Mm-hmm. I worked for Twin Peaks, which is a restaurant as well, if you don't know it. And I had done like lingerie modeling. I had done implied nude modeling. So for me to use my sexuality wasn't a far jump. So it wasn't like so out of my character that my family was like, what? We don't get it. They were like, okay, we kind of get it. And like, just be safe, you know? And like, you know, they didn't want me to fall into the trap of like drug addiction and all that jazz, which does come along with, you know, money and fame and all of that. But I'd already had my drug addiction in my 20s. So I was like over that, you know?
I was going to say, you probably kind of learned a lot of lessons before you're 30.
I did.
At that point, you're like, you kind of know yourself.
Exactly.
You know your boundaries.
Yeah.
So why not do something that feels good?
And yeah. It's so weird to me because we put sex workers in such a low place, but really all it is like people who were like, I don't think all of my sex should be for free, you know? Mm-hmm. And people are like, well, that is wrong. All sex should be for free. And I'm like, that's where you and I disagree. You
know? But it has kind of changed in the last 10 years, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh my God. Night and day from when I started. I wish to God that it would have been more like this when I did start. Cause in the beginning it was kind of like, I thought I had to do all of the things. I thought I had to do what was ever on the script, what the script called for was what I was getting paid to do. And if I didn't do it, I wouldn't get paid. And now it's like, okay, I'll say what happens and I'll tell you how much I get paid. It's a totally different world now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's like all the power is in the performer's hands, which is where it should have always been.
That's amazing. Well, you also have a pretty great following and you've been in it for a while. So you've kind of built, I'm sure, your kind of.
Yeah, thank you. No, it's been nice. I will say the first 5 years was a struggle. And the last 5 years, I do have more recognition. You know, I was lucky enough to be nominated for MILF Performer of the Year for like 4 years in a row. So never won. That's fine. but so I was just recognized, you know, and being recognized among the tops of the tops is just a wonderful place to be. And just started like being in people's faces every day. You know, my social media game is strong because I've worked in corporate America. Like I know what like a job requires and I put in a lot of work. And I think just truly never going away is how I got my fame. So it's, again, I don't think I'm good at porn. I think I just never went away. And they're like, hey, I've heard that name before for like years, right?
Sylvia Sage. I know the alliteration. I'm obsessed with it. And the eyes, like, it's just, I like the way it looks and
thank
sounds.
You. I do a whole joke about the eyes in Sylvia Sage, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You do?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, your eyes too are beautiful.
Oh, my actual eyes.
Yeah, that. I just made me think of it.
Thank you.
I was like, we're talking about eye dot and eyes.
Yeah.
It's cool that you have one blue and one.
Yeah,
hazel.
Literally one from mom, one from dad.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
Special.
Thank you.
Well, I'd love to talk more about kind of, you know, in this industry and just even your career in medicine too. Like, how did you prioritize your self-care? And you talk a lot about mental health too.
Yes.
I would love to know kind of, some insights.
Yeah. What's interesting is I didn't really take care of myself when I was working in healthcare. Oddly enough, I was a drug addict. I had a lot of issues with methamphetamines and I actually even had a stint with crack cocaine. And I was a raging alcoholic, a blackout alcoholic. I still drink, but with moderation. And I don't use hard drugs, but I'm definitely a mushroom and weed girl.
yes to those things.
but so I've had my stints with that and I was in a really bad mental place at that time as well. For one, I was using a lot of drugs. And for two, I was doing what I thought everyone wanted me to do in life. I went to college. I got my degree. I worked in medicine, for crying out loud. I wore scrubs every day. I was like the girl that every parent wanted their child to be, but I was so miserable. And it's interesting because now I'm in this place that everyone thinks I should be miserable when really I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm living my most authentic life. And it's just a weird jump for society to place me in such a low place when I'm in a high place. But when, before they placed me in such a high regard when I was in such a low place. It's just so, so very interesting.
Yeah, that must have been an interesting shift to,
yeah,
to now feel so good about yourself, but to still feel so like, yeah, judged,
yeah,
by so many of society still.
Yeah.
I mean, even in my podcast, some of my reels, I mean, I'm like grateful because I'm like, okay, well, they're going viral and like I'm getting like some views, but it's like, man, some of the hate out there.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are truly, I don't want to just put it to men. There are truly some men and women who just hate women in general. Like they just have this utteral just disrespect and disregard for the female race, and especially a sexual female. You know, mm-hmm, that's just where they draw the line, you know, and they just, I mean, death threats, everything else. Because I post all my comedy online and where I'm going to be, what shows I'm going to be at. And I've had people be like, I'm going to show up at your show and I'm going to like blow your head off. And
holy,
I'm like,
shit,
okay, cool. Like, yeah, yeah. But I can't not post where I'm going to be. It's also my job, you know? So yeah, it's terrifying.
Well, now you have a team to support you and hopefully help you.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, usually when I book clubs, like they're aware of like who I am and like what the situation is. And I mean, we always hope that there's never going to be something crazy like that. But yeah, I definitely also have a list of fans who aren't allowed to show up places anymore because they got a little crazy too. So yeah.
So do you like meditate? Do you have any like self-care practices that help you?
Girl, I am. Yeah, I'm a meditating queen. I love to journal every morning. Nice. Like I had a therapist for a couple years that would always tell me to talk to my younger self and talk to me now as I would be talking to my younger self, like talk to that 4-year-old, that 5-year-old, and like walk her through like how life is going to treat her. And just be very kind to her. And because I think we all are our own worst critics, you can be the hardest on yourself. So like journaling every day and just talking nice to that little girl and like helping her navigate things. I was also molested as a little kid. And I always knew that what my molester had done was wrong and how he made me feel about myself was wrong. And so I always wanted to be some source of empowerment to women, that their sexuality doesn't define them, that because my virginity was taken from me, but that didn't make me less of a person, less of a perfect person, less of a worthy person. But that's what was ingrained into my head. And even through high school and growing up and then getting into porn, people really want to take your value away with your own sexuality. And so I get to now every day, like preach how wonderful it is for women to have their sexuality, for their, have their own body autonomy and like be in charge of what happens to them without the judgment from everybody else, you know? So yeah, sorry, yeah, I get on my soapbox about that.
No, thank you so much for sharing. Yeah. I know so many people, you know, have dealt with that. And I think almost all of my guests have talked about, you know, having some sort of sexual assault or situation. Mm-hmm. And that sucks that that happened to you at such a young age.
And it makes you feel less than, and it shouldn't, you know, like we are not defined by our sexual happenings, you know, whether it's, you know, what we brought on or what we didn't, we're still not defined by who we're having sex with. That's crazy to me. You know?
Yeah, it's so true. And that's such good advice about like hugging your younger self, because I've heard that through therapy as well. It's so, it's just a great way to heal and move past if you dealt with trauma, or even just your younger self needs to be like, you need to talk to them, and it just helps you grow and evolve with more mindfulness. So I think that's also really great advice.
Yeah. Thank you.
But yeah, we should all be confident in our sexual power.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the industry that you're in, I feel like it is shifting.
Yes.
And there's so many powerful women. And and you were saying when you got here, like a lot of your friends too are even older than you in the industry and they're crushing it.
Crushing.
Which
I mean,
so cool.
Like Reagan Fox is in her 50s. Alexis Fox is in her late 40s. Cherie DeVille is in her mid 40s. And I'm just like, okay, these girls are still like breaking all the molds. Like they're just killing it. You know, I'm like, if they can still work that hard. Cause I also think, man, it's an effort. I'm in the gym 6 days a week, you know, like I'm constantly getting Botox and nails and spray tans and all of the things. I'm like, it's exhausting, but I'm like, if they can keep it up, I can keep it up.
You look amazing.
Thank you.
But yeah, it is a lot of probably time making sure you feel good and you look good.
Yeah. All of it, because the mental is so, it's just as important as the physical, especially working in this field because of the, you know, outside noise that you hear all the time. So if you're not strong mentally and like emotionally and like know where you're at, like this field will tear you apart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have heard that before. If you're not confident in who you are and have like secure in who you are, then
yeah,
not the place for you.
It's really not. And it breaks my heart to see some of these younger girls actually go through what they've been through. I wish to God, this will probably never happen, but if I could put it into effect, I would raise the minimum age to at least 21. I've said 25 for a long time, but at the very least 21, you know, just like give them time to grow up, give them time to be in the real world, have a real job, know what life is like. Also know that the money you're making now is astounding compared to what you would be making in the real world. And like, know that you need to be saving that for a rainy day. And I think a lot of these people get in and just like, oh, the money just never goes away. And then
they spend it.
Yeah. Before you know it, you're broke again. And you're like, okay, it was not how this should have been done.
Yeah. They're great lessons. Save.
Yeah, because it does not last forever. That's for sure. Even myself, like when I have bad months, I'm like, okay, whoa, hold on. You know,
right, what am I doing?
Yeah, I'm like, money is sinking, not growing. This is an issue. Yeah.
Yeah, we all, it took me a while to master my finances.
Yeah.
And I still feel, it's a struggle.
I gave the power away. I literally pay money every month to make sure that my finances are completely out of my hands. And it's so nice because for the first time I'm like, oh, taxes are due. You guys got that, right? And they're like, yeah, we have all the money we need. We've been taking it out. And I'm like, cool. Uh-uh. Move along with my day then. Like, I don't even notice it coming out. You guys just take it away.
Yeah, that's the best when you get to a point where you're doing so well, where you can like just pay for people to do all that shit for you.
All of
like,
the things.
That's my dream.
I have almost zero stress. Yeah. Cause I'm just like, you guys got it? Cool. I'm going to have a cocktail. I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. And you could just kind of like show up to shoots and show up things that are booked. Do you have any like kind of rituals that you do beforehand to get ready?
Or oh my gosh. I'm a ritual girl.
Yeah.
Every morning is the same for me. I'm a wake up, feed my cats. They're very important. Their life is first.
Do you have two cats?
I have two, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh,
yeah. They're brother and sister. And then I journal every morning. I play brain games every morning because my biggest fear in life is being the crazy lady with Alzheimer's and dementia, just rumbling in the streets and your trash. Cause I have no kids to, like take care of me in my old age. So that's a true fear. So I play brain games every morning, trying to keep my brain on tact. So I'm not rummaging your trash.
Do you know acid helps with?
Does it?
Alzheimer's apparently.
I'm down to try some acid if that's what I need to do. Like I will do it. But yeah, then I jump in the shower, start my day, get ready, go and shoot. Usually shooting is during the day, usually if you can like get it done. But yeah, I always have to shave the night before because I'm still a shaver. I know everyone like waxes or gets it all taken away. But
me too.
I don't want to lose it. Too. I just feel like one day it's going to come back and I'm going to want it, you know? So, but I can't shave day of and have sex or I have razor burn. Do you get that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So exactly. Shave the night before. That way the next day it's like smooth as a baby's butt and there's no irritation afterwards. But yeah, I always pre-pack the night before because I'm OCD and I'm an over planner. So I like have everything ready to go the night before and just like get ready and zip up my bag and head on to work. But yeah. Always pack snacks. I'm a snack girl.
Oh, nice. Yeah, maybe in the middle of a set, do you need to take breaks?
I do.
And you're like, okay,
my blood sugar gets low and I'm like, I gotta eat like right now. Yeah. I have snacks in my purse, my car, everywhere I go.
Yeah. Do you just always feel like you're ready to go? Like when you get there and then you're just kind of horny and excited.
Yes. Sometimes I'll even masturbate before I get there, but I won't come.
Right.
So I'm like build up. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Yeah. So you're like ready to like, you know, have some sort of interaction. Because you don't always, most of the time now I know my partners, but even to this day, I'm still set up with new people I don't know all the time. So it's like, you know, you're meeting someone and then 20 minutes later you're having sex with them. So if you're not a little horny, it's definitely pretty awkward.
So true. And now like there are some of the big sets, but now you kind of just sometimes doing it in their homes.
Oh, for sure. That's the best.
Yeah.
Shooting for my own stuff or for somebody else's OnlyFans, that's where it's at.
Right.
Because when you go to set, people don't realize, but we're on set for like 3 hours is a short day. That's like, bravo. Thank you for getting us in and out so quickly. Anywhere from like 6 to 8 is a pretty normal day. 14 to 16 is considered a long day on set. But like all of those hours, whether it's 3 or 16, that's the same pay. So I just get paid to be there and do my day. So no matter how many hours I'm at, that my rate is the exact same. When I shoot for myself or somebody else's OnlyFans and we're shooting out of somebody's house or a hotel, usually we're done in 2 hours and I make endless money on it because I'll just sell it forever. You know, like I have the content, they have the content. It's just such a better situation. And like people are like, why don't you shoot for companies that much anymore? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Cause I make 10 times the money shooting from my living room and for like a 10th of the amount of time rather than going to shoot for somebody else. Like now going to shoot for companies, I always call it like, it's a commercial for me. Like it's like putting myself out there and reminding people who watch just mainstream porn that I'm still a porn actress. So go find my OnlyFans. But yeah, it's just, it's so much better.
Yeah. It's the comfort of your home and it feels more real, I'm sure.
Yeah. And you're booking people, you know, that's the other thing about working from home is very rarely am I like finding someone on Twitter or X or whatever it is and being like, hey, want to come make content with me? Like it's usually people I've been shooting with for years and I'm super comfortable with and they're my friends and
or friends of friends.
Yeah. And we just chill and we have sex and then we smoke weed and we might go to lunch, you know, and then everybody goes home. It's great.
You're pleased and happy.
Yeah.
Making money, making the big bucks.
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice. Yeah. Well, do you consider yourself a kinky person? I don't know if I've seen any of your shoots where it's
no
kinky vibes.
Yeah. I don't consider myself a kinky person. I consider myself more of like, and I hate to say it because it's going to make me sound lazy in bed and I'm not, but more of like a pillow princess only because I like to look pretty. Like I get off on feeling sexy. So I don't like my hair to be messed up. I don't like my makeup to be messed up. I know a lot of my girlfriends are like, oh, if my lashes aren't hanging off and my mascara is not running around, I haven't had sex. And I'm the complete opposite. I'm like, I love the idea of like a quickie in the bathroom, but like, you don't even touch my face. Like just get in and get out of my pussy. Like that's hot to me. But like, so in that instance, I'm like, no, I'm not kinky. Like I don't want to be messed up, but like, I'll get into it. If you have a kink and like, I'm down, like, run your kinks past me because I am down to try shit. You know, like I will strap on, I'll strap up, I'll do whatever we need to do. Like, I love all your ropes and your whips and your chains over here. And I'm like, I'm down for all that. Like that to me, that's hot. Like the guy I'm seeing, we have like, I feel so bad for him because usually on weekends I'm fucking other people. But in 3 weeks, we've arranged for us to have a weekend away fucking. And he's like, you better bring every fucking toy you have. And I'm like, oh, we are going to fuck that hotel room up. Like we are going down. I was like, and I know he's never tried anal. And I'm like, I'm an anal queen. So I'm like, okay, things are going down. So I guess in that way, like, yes, I'm into kinks because I'm down to do fantasies. Like I love making a fantasy come true. I love like being fantasy for somebody, like all of that. But like, if you're just having sex with me in my everyday life, like it's probably going to be like, bend me over the counter, pretty basic vanilla, you know?
Still, it's pretty sexy.
Yeah.
Counter sex.
Yeah.
Anal, do you mean like he hasn't experienced anal
He's
pleasure?
Never done anal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy to me too, because he likes a death grip on his cock. Like the first time I like gave him a blowjob to like finish, we actually got into an argument because I was sucking his dick for so long. And like I told you, I did that 18 person blow bang like a champion. And like afterwards, like he finally came and I was like angry with him. And I was like, dude, I've sucked off 18 dudes quicker than I just got you off. Like I'm sweating. Like, like you, what happened? And he was like, you should have put more pressure. And I was like, more pressure was the only thing I needed to like end a fucking hour and a half blowjob. Like my fucking jaw hurts, you know, like it was crazy. And so I'm like, I know he likes like death tight grip holes on his dick. And I'm like, well, get in my asshole. Like that thing's going to cut your dick off. Like, I don't know why we haven't been here before. Like, so now I'm like fearing that he's only going to want to fuck my ass ever again, but we'll see.
Would he be open to a finger in his butt?
I don't know. We haven't done that road yet. So I'm really big into communication, but he's still a little bit more like reserved. He'll talk to me after sex, but like during sex, he has a problem speaking up. So afterwards I'm always like, okay, so you did this and this. So would you like to try this? And he's like, I would. Okay. I'm like, okay. So I'm going to have to specifically ask him about a finger in his butt, but my nails are really long.
Say, your nails might not
yeah,
be
the best so
for
it's
it.
Not like the time to ask, but I am thinking about, these are obviously not mine, but I am thinking about going back to my natural nails for like a month or two. So that might be the time to spring the question.
Spring the question.
Yeah. Like, don't know if you've noticed, my nails are short.
Yeah, I won't nick anything in there.
Yeah.
I've had that experience. It's an unpleasant one.
Of a cut in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Same,
it was
same
in my vagina though.
Oh,
so
no.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
They're both super thin skin in there and people don't realize that. Mm-hmm. Like it's very easy to tear in either place and it's dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. Mine ended up getting infected.
With your fingers or somebody else's?
No, someone else's. Yeah. Yeah. So I've never been a fan of the long nails.
Yeah.
I just never have. But yeah. I'm in the service industry, so
you can't have it.
I like the short nails anyways.
You get food in your nails all the time if you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's fun. So anal is on the to-do list.
It's on the to-do list.
Yeah. Do you like doing anal and shoots too?
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny is, because obviously I've been doing porn for 10 years and you start out with a very basic rate for everything. It's kind of just like, I don't know, it's the going rate for a new beginner. And over the years, when you get more popularity, you can raise your rates according to like how much you want to work or how much your popularity is, vice versa. And so I've raised my rates several times over the years, but I never ever raised my anal rate because I always wanted people to book me for it. So I kept it super low.
Smart girl. Oh my God.
People would be like, well, we can't afford Sylvia. I was like, well, you can't afford my vag, but you can't afford my asshole. So if you want to book that, go for
That's
it.
Amazing. You are an anal queen.
Yeah,
you're happy
it.
With it.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, we do it more and more lately, but it's kind of a every few times a year thing.
You have
for
to
me.
Prepare for it. That's the thing.
So do you always clean out and everything?
So I didn't before I got into porn. So I loved anal pre-porn anyway. So before then, I was always just like a drunken night and I'm like, fuck it, put it in my butt, you know? And now because I'm in porn, I know how to clean like properly. So now like, I don't think I could ever have anal sex without cleaning properly now, just because I'm like, well now like I can get my butthole to a point where like, I mean, I wouldn't, but like I could almost like ass to mouth, like almost, I won't just cause like, I don't want to get sick, but I just know my butthole's like squeaky clean when I get it now. So now it's like hot, but it's not hot because like, I know in my head, I'm going to want to do anal when we have this weekend, but I'm like, he's going to have to like get out of the room for a bit because like the process of getting your butt clean
kind of long, isn't it?
It's long and it sounds horrific. I mean, it basically just sounds like you have diarrhea for 30 minutes because you're just flushing your asshole out. Yeah. You're just putting water in and just flushing everything out. So it's the process is the most unsexy thing you could ever do. So never let someone like hear it because they'll be like, yeah, I don't want to fuck you anymore.
I go for a walk, take a phone call.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're just like blah, 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 in the bathroom. It's like not hot.
The first time I went to a sex party, I remember, douching because I was like, I'll worry. I wanted everything to feel good and be clean. And I remember it being Yeah, not a pleasant hot experience. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, okay, yeah, yeah, this is why you clean.
Yeah, or this would be on his dick. So right, cool.
Yeah. But yeah, I haven't really done it since. I remember doing some research and seeing like that it was bad for you. But then since I've been talking to—
Like douching
to,
or enema?
I guess maybe it was an enema or—
So,
maybe,
okay, so I call it douching in my ass also. So that's probably where I threw you off. So an enema is actually in your ass. And that— the enema, when you buy it in the store, it actually has solution in it that's going to like make you shit. So I always dump that out and then I just fill it with regular water and enema my butt. But douching, now that's technically the vagina. So they do tell you that to douche your vagina isn't healthy because your body like produces so many like, you know, natural things that you do need to keep in there. And honestly, the vagina does a great job of self-cleansing, but because of porn, they like it to be very aesthetically pleasing. And not that there's anything wrong with the cream that women naturally have, but when they see that in porn, it looks like creamy and milky. They don't like that.
Interesting.
So they ask us to douche, and I usually do it with filtered water because I don't trust LA water. Mm-hmm. But I'll filter water, just do like a rinse in my vagina. And that's really just like washing out the creamy, which I would never suggest to anyone who isn't putting it on camera. Like, it's totally just a porn thing. Like, I don't do it in my regular life. Like, the cream is good.
I like the
cream. Keep the
stuff.
Cream. Yeah. I just don't like it on camera, which is fucking dumb because it's natural. But yeah.
I remember the first time. Well, yeah, I guess I remember this guy one time was like, whoa, like your cum looks like male cum. It's all white thick or something. Yeah. And thick. And I was like, what?
But that's yeah, hot though.
Yeah, that's hot, right? Yeah. Like, something wrong with me?
No.
But no, that was when I was very, a lot younger.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh no, my partner now is like, ooh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. No, it's hot. You want to see that. That yeah, means something that means good is happening.
Means
yeah,
we're doing something good here.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't wipe it away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All good advice. And then you guys probably, you're a supporter of lube. You love—
Ugh. I'm a number one supporter of lube. It, for one, like the tears we talked about, like tears are a real thing. Mm-hmm. And so you're not properly lubricated. Even condoms can tear the inside of a woman's vagina. Like it's just such thin, delicate skin. Yes. That like lube it up. And like I had a guy once tell me that he was like kind of offended that I use lube. Like he was like, oh, do I not get you wet? I was like, first off, that's not it at all. Like, secondly, I just like the assistance. Like it feels so much better when it's a slip and slide rather than like a tug and pull, mm-hmm. you know, because like you can get to that point where I feel like you're like going to rip my lips off with every exit, you know, yeah. Like not enjoyable. This is for me, not for you.
Right. And that's what men need to understand. Yeah. Like, yeah. Just say yes to everything yeah. I offer in the bedroom yeah. is my motto. Just yeah. agree with me and please me.
Yeah. Works out better for everybody, honestly.
Yeah. Make the woman happy. What's yeah. that? It's like happy wife, happy
yeah,
life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you see yourself ever getting married?
You know, I don't necessarily. So I see I love relationships and I see myself in a relationship, but marriage to me, like the construct, the contracts, all of that is an ick to me. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have to hire a lawyer to break up with somebody. I love the like Goldie Hawn, Kurt Russell thing. Like they've been together forever. They have kids. They just exist together. Never been married, no paperwork, but they just live happy lives. I'm like, that's what I want.
That's what you want. Yeah.
Sorry, I can tell.
No, you're good. Yeah. I feel like more and more people are moving to that kind of ideology where it's like, we don't need written contracts. We don't need all that paperwork. Yeah. Like if we're just partners of life and yes. I feel like that's far more common, especially in our LA bubble.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Everything's so expensive. You want me to pay for a wedding? Also, go fuck yourself. No way.
I always thought, you know, I've been in the bar industry and the service industry yeah. for so long. So I always thought it would just have like a big, like hopefully have a connection through one of my jobs yeah. or maybe they give me a little discount mm-hmm. and rent the space and just have a big party.
Yeah.
That's how I've always envisioned it.
A party. Yeah. I get
celebration.
That. Yeah. But are you going to do the legal paperwork? That's the part that's terrifying to me.
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll see. I'm not ready for it yet.
I'm like, not. Can we just make our own certificate that says like, I love you until we don't. And then you love me until we don't. And then we both just sign at the bottom.
Yeah. Make your own frame it yeah. on the wall. And that's your own document.
Yeah.
I love that. Well, I love asking my guests the last time they had that sweet release because I love normalizing pleasure and any and all details.
You know what's crazy is, so as I was mentioning to you two who were strangers to me, less than an hour ago, I have a intimate relationship on my own outside of porn. And when I shoot, I won't have sex with him until I've retested again, which you can't retest until 48 hours after your last sexual experience, because sometimes 24 hours, the results haven't kicked in to be tested. So I wait 48 hours and then I test, and then you have to wait another 24 hours to get your results. So it's a long window of not fucking my boyfriend. And we are both big into mutual masturbation. And so yesterday we just had like the hottest mutual masturbation. And it was like, I think I got off like four times because he takes a lot longer to get off than I do in the time frame. And both of us, when we were done, like we both were like reacting like we had just had sex. Like it was so mind blowing. And both of us were just like, oh man, that was so fucking amazing. Like, oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, does it feel like we just have sex to you? And he's like, it does. I was like, that's crazy. Cause we're just jerking off next to each other. Like it was so fucking hot though. Like,
I haven't done that in so long.
I love it.
So do you have a vibrator or are you just,
I had a vibrator and I was jerking him off for a little while, but then it was really hard for me to concentrate on me and him. And I was like, you got to take you. I'm taking me. You take you.
Yeah. You got to do yourself.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah. That's one of my, yeah, that's always been one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah, I love watching a man jerk off. And I know that like not a lot of women are into that, but to me, like even if you're jerking off like on your own, like send me a video. Like I love it. I also love watching how a man touches himself and like see like what his actual pleasure points are. So when I'm touching him, I can like mimic what he's doing for himself. Learning. Yeah.
Because everyone's so different.
Yeah. And that cum shot. It's so fun. It's like a fountain. You guys get a fountain. That's so cool. Like ours just oozes out. Like
I know.
I love a good like papa. Like it's so cool.
Amazing. Yeah, that's hot. I'm into it.
Yeah.
Well, how do people find you and like listen to your podcast and all of that?
Yeah. So on OnlyFans TV. Yes. OnlyFans TV. We just got picked up. So it's so fun. You can find my podcast there at Sexy Funny Raw on YouTube or all streaming networks. My Instagram is the Sylvia Sage. Also on OnlyFans, Sylvia Sage XXX, or on Twitter, Sylvia Sage XXX as well.
Yay. Well, thank you so much. This was so fun.
Oh, it was so much fun. Thank you.
I appreciate you so much coming on.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I loved it.
Yeah, well, thanks, sweets. I hope you enjoyed Miss Sylvia today, and be sweet to yourself and be sweet to those amazing adult film actors and actresses out there. Just be sweet out there, y'all. Love you guys. Talk soon.